Our guest analyst this afternoon is RML Trading's Terry Fitchner. Terry, what does today's close tell you about where the markets are headed?
Well, first of all, it tells me that the markets don't believe the WASD report today. As corn was raised a little bit, acres were raised just a hair, yield was left alone, and tells me that we're looking down the road to the August report.
Where does the market go back to trading between now and then? Because it'll be a few weeks before we get that report.
We'll be trading weather. We'll be anticipating the intended yields and harvest in the wheat. The corn is well supported at that 420 area and beans at the 890 area and could easily work higher. And we're hoping today maybe we found a harvest low in the wheat market, although Minneapolis wheat is probably subject to a harvest low down the road a little bit, as we haven't even got started there yet in harvest. But all in all, poor crop ratings so far in the corn and beans makes the yield a big guess, and we discover that as we go forward, and that's what the markets are going to trade.
Anything else that was a takeaway from the markets today on either grains or livestock?
The livestock, we've had better cash bids, and they've been well supported in here. Hogs have just had really been buried since they've had that negative hog report at the end of June, and we're going to search for a low over in the hogs, I think, yet to come probably. Cattle have been working their way higher, hopefully on seasonal strength from the growing side, and our grain market now closed fairly good today. Not believing the numbers at all in the report.
Once again, we've been visiting with RML Trading's Terry Fitchner.